This is an ABC podcast.
Hello and welcome to CoronaCast Pacific. I'm Sonia Damasi. The COVID variant Omicron has taken hold in Papua New Guinea and high rates of infections are being reported. To know more, I'm joined by Dr. Mangu Kendino, an emergency physician and the deputy chair of the Port Moresby General Hospital COVID Steering Committee.
Numbers don't lie. One of the clearly stark features of all the statistics that we've had through the hospital so far, I take into consideration only the third and fourth surge, because it is after this time that we had the vaccines available. The majority of cases admitted to the hospital, and then also complementing that were mortality and death rates as well. The majority of the patients were not vaccinated. So, you know, I don't think much else can be elaborated on that. Patients have been talked to, we speak to our staff as well. And at the end of it all, we said what needs to be said, and you allow people to still make personal choices as to what they decide to do about their health.
For you as a physician, I just wanted to ask what for you has been really significant around this time, around working in a pandemic. I mean, they don't come every day, so it's been a new thing for people all over the world. For you, in your experience, how have you responded to these times?
Yeah, thank you, Sonia. I appreciate being asked that question. We don't get asked that very often. It has been an emotional, and a traumatizing event for a lot of us. Like you said, these events don't come around all that often. In fact, the last pandemic was, what, over 100 years ago? Yeah. So the one thing that has affected me the most, or that the realization that I have had through this, is that the COVID pandemic, there was no discrimination between ages, classes of society. That affected us the most. You had patients ranging from young adults up to, you know, geriatric ages. You had all classes of society, whether they were people who didn't have a job or they were low to middle income earners or even the high level of society professionals. This pandemic and the COVID-19 disease didn't spare anyone. And it put us into that place where there was no delineation. We just managed and treated people as they came. We had everyone in the worst of the situations, you know, lying on the floors of wards and hospitals and having no space to accommodate for them. Yeah. So it teaches you respect. It teaches you humility as well. Yeah, for everything that you had to experience, and you just appreciate mankind, you appreciate being alive, you appreciate being able to breathe normally. Yes. And it worried us as well that, you know, this was a health pandemic, but it affected the economy. There were people who lost their jobs or weren't able to continue to work and make money for their families, yes, just because of the restrictions and everything else that are a collateral effect of one health pandemic.
Are you concerned for the country, you know, as the infection rates continue and as things roll forward?
Yes, it is concerning, yeah, because of our, you know, existing health statistics and our healthcare to population ratio. At any time, you know, the pin can drop and we'll still be finding ourselves in a situation where we're not able to handle the cases. Yeah, so we're treading very lightly. And we are comforted now that we've got a reduced number of cases, but we are always on the lookout that, you know, we will have another surge in cases and then we will be finding ourselves where we now have to start working hard again to be able to accommodate.
And that was Dr. Mangu Kendino, an emergency physician at the Port Moresby General Hospital. I'm Sonia Damasi, and you've been listening to CoronaCast Pacific.